This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Generals gathered in their masses.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's already September 12, 2017 on this Tuesday Global Broadcast. We have five different very informative guests joining us today. We got some very good news. Census Bureau shows median income climbs for the first time since 2007, which previously was the highest level for the median income. So great again. Incomes are up. The Trump effect is in effect. But all is not well, ladies and gentlemen, up in Rapunzel's castle. Report: McMaster labeled Trump scary and a dope, deep state drugging Trump ahead of coup, sources say. Well, sources are questioning. And our reports yesterday got picked up, obviously, all over TV, radio, and print yesterday and distorted. The big news is that Keith Schiller, almost 30-year closest confidant to Trump, resigned, and Trump didn't even know it was happening because he couldn't even get in to see Trump for days. I mean, this is total isolation. This isn't command and control. This is a deep state coup of another type. Yeah, we didn't want the deep state coup of Hillary and austerity and gun confiscation and race war, but we trade that out now for another deep state? And I'll say this. Americans, white, black, Christian, whatever, don't go and try to lobby for political control. But if you look at the camps trying to lobby for control inside the White House right now, there's a giant Islamicist Wahhabist camp through McMaster, a bunch of Arabists, basically is what it's called, State Department. That's Westerners that have kind of gone native and bought into the whole Islamic takeover plan, usually for money. And then you've got the Israel lobby in there fighting as well. And I don't like either side being involved, but those are the factions because the American people are on the sidelines, not politically aware, politically ignorant. So we're going to be discussing all of this coming up, ladies and gentlemen, but right now, it's the Israel lobby, the conservative Israel lobby, there's more than one, that is backing the tax cuts, backing the basic Trump agenda. And you see the whole Islamic, through the culture, even through Hollywood, anti-Israel propaganda has become like mother's milk in this country, and it shows how the Islamists' brainwashing has worked so incredibly well. And I'm not saying Israel is perfect. Israel's got big problems, diverse politics. They're trying to indict Netanyahu and his wife right now, the same stuff they're doing to Trump. Just know this. There's large elements of the Israel lobby trying to stabilize the United States and actually trying to stop the complete race war overthrow of the country. Because, see, George Soros, it came out in documents last year, and WikiLeaks and others, that he wants to overthrow Israel. So Israel finally gets it. That, okay, they want to overthrow Israel, they want to overthrow the U.S., they want to overthrow free market, and what, replace it with a bunch of Muslims killing each other? So I've been studying this. You've got the weird communist Pope faction. You've got the EU socialist bureaucrat banker faction. And then you've got the U.S. Anglo-American faction with the U.K. I mean, these are the different power structures. And they're all fighting for control. Meanwhile, Trump comes in, is just trying to stabilize the economy and not have a global depression. And it's starting to work. And that's why everybody hates him in the establishment, because they're not in control. The people got a beachhead in Washington. And they'd rather see everything go to hell in a handbasket and everything collapse as long as they're in charge of it. Better to reign in hell than serve in heaven. And so it's the same old power struggle over who controls the White House. I didn't go to D.C. or New York or L.A. to build an operation against the globalists. I did it in Texas. I don't want to go drink wine and hang around with a bunch of folks and decide I've arrived and try to be part of the power structure. I want to overthrow the corrupt globalist system and restore the republic. I want to change the world, not be part of the sycophant trough in Washington, D.C. So all you bureaucrats and generals and all you get that through your head.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You got it.
The Spanish men are coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a ghost.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
There is mass looting going on all over the Eastern Caribbean, in the U.S. Virgin Islands, the British Virgin Islands, and in French possessions as well. There is mass looting going on all over Florida, and there have been arrests all over Florida. If you tabulate all of them together, it's got to be in the hundreds. Yesterday it was 19 booked confirmed arrests, but if you look at all the arrests and all the articles I have in counties and cities all over Florida, it is in the hundreds. But the police have been doing a pretty good job, along with citizens, clamping down on it very, very quickly. Anarchy in the streets after Hurricane Irma. Freeze prisoners and sparks mass looting. There's your headline out of the Metro. So we're going to be chronicling all of this coming up here in just a few minutes. And notice that people that cover the looting are being called racist, because when you look at the videos from the Caribbean to Florida, it is to a person to a person, black folks. Florida looting crackdown is white supremacy, claims author Sarah Jaffe. That's Fox News. So Dan Bongino, former Secret Service agent and New York cop, says, yes, now it's apparently racist if you point a camera at who's committing a crime. Now think about this. That scumbag that went into that black church last year, roof, and shot and killed 9 people, the media said all white people were guilty for that. No, we're not. And if a minority of black people have been culturally trained and taught to go out and loot and rob during a crisis, you don't blame the majority of black folks either. But you certainly don't blame any group for what other folks do. But you got to ask, why is it in the L.A. riots, you name it, predominantly black folks? And it's because culturally it was sold as a form of rebellion in the 50s and 60s by communists, teaching through agitator propaganda that going out and looting and stealing and killing white people is an act of rebellion and revolution. We've had him on the show before, the head of the Black Panther Party, New Black Panther Party, Houston. He's been in the Houston Chronicle. You can search it, saying, don't loot in the black area. Go loot in the white area. Go rob. Go mug white people as an act of resistance. So this is the systemic cultural racism that's being pushed by the left and the Ford Foundation and the universities, where they say, oh, we're going to have a weekend with no white people at the college, and we're going to have no white people allowed on the commons area this weekend to teach you about discrimination. When only less than 1% of descendants of this country's family ancestors had slaves, and most white people didn't get here till after the Civil War and have no connection to it. A lot of them came from Eastern Europe and Western Europe, where they were still serfs, sharecroppers, tied to the land, slaves, who could be locked up in the stocks and whipped if they didn't do their work, just like black slaves. There were some areas of Germania, the Austrian-Hungarian Empire, that didn't end slavery in Germany until the 1880s. What? Let me test my memory. When was serfdom abolished in the final states in Austrian-Hungarian Empire? 1882. Look it up. Let's see if my memory serves. When was serfdom abolished in the Austrian-Hungarian Empire? 1880s. Let's see if my memory serves. I think it's 1882. And then it was illegally carried out somewhere until, I think, 1890. But I mean, the point is, that's never taught. There it is. And the Austrian Empire, serfdom was abolished in 1781. Serfdom cafe continued until 1848. Serfdom was abolished in Russia in the 1860s. And the United Nations, 1956, Supplementary Convention on Abolition of Slavery also prohibits serfdom as a form of slavery. Okay, well, that's a general Wikipedia. You go to the last, what was the last Germanic kingdom, because they were all little states, to abolish serfdom. And it was in the 1880s. They had to have a big, almost a war over it just to stop it. But again, people don't know this is going on, that Russia didn't abolish it till 1860. They don't understand that. They just think it's something going on in America. Slavery's still happening in Africa. It's still happening in the Middle East in some areas. They still have sex slaves in the Middle East. They're called harems. You always hear about women getting tricked to fly over to Saudi Arabia and they never come back. They get chained up in a sex dungeon. Then they get killed. But that's okay. Just beat America and the West over the head, telling everybody that we invented slavery. You know who the Romans' favorite slaves were? People out of Gaul and people out of Germania and all those areas. They were the slaves being brought in, not Africans. There have been more white slaves in European history than there have been black slaves. And I'm not defending any of it, but I didn't have anything to do with it. If my great-great-granddaddy was a murderer, which he wasn't, I'm not guilty of that. If my daddy killed somebody, I'm not guilty. If your daddy does something wrong, you're not guilty for what your mama did. But you've got people getting totally, absolutely brainwashed to sit there and to believe that they have a right to go out and engage in these type of activities, and they don't. That's the bottom line. And if you look at where serfdom got abolished first, it was Christian countries. But see, I'm cursed with actually having facts. So let's go over it. This is on Infowars.com. It's on Newswars.com. A Dan Lyman article. Bandits terrorizing Virgin Islands after governor seized private arms. I remember last week, I remember seeing the headlines that the Virgin Islands had seized private arms from private hunting clubs and people's private homes that had registered them under laws passed more than a decade ago. So in the emergency, they said, turn your guns in, and the law-abiding citizens turned their guns in. And then what happened? The criminals went absolutely crazy. Reports are exploding now from the U.S. Virgin Islands that armed marauders are looting and robbing residents in the chaos following Hurricane Irma. Days after, USVI Governor Keith Mapp ordered the National Guard to seize firearms and weapons before the storm. That is a close quote. That was an order issued. Remember Katrina? I remember when I first was getting reports during Katrina that they were confiscating guns all over the city. The media said I was a conspiracy theorist because they wanted to see if they could get away with giving the military the order and then if they could contain the information and control it. But then people started complaining. News crews started showing the gun confiscation of people in their high and dry homes protecting their property. And so they had the police chief come out and say, quote, all the firearms will be taken. No one will be allowed to be armed. If you have them, you will turn them in. We're coming in your house, and you must evacuate. And they went into the big, rich, dry areas under Homeland Security, bipartisanly, with the FBI leading it, and stole hundreds of thousands of firearms. Looters armed with machetes, guns, ransack hotels in St. Martin after Hurricane Irma. So, the British possessions, the U.S. possessions, the French possessions, they're all getting robbed. You survived Irma, but now you're in a civil war. That's the headlines we just had on screen. Why is there an instinct in government to take our guns? Let's roll some of the footage from Fort Lauderdale and Miami and all the other footage that's coming out for TV viewers and from all over the Caribbean as well. Of the looting that's going on. And then if you point out that in Fort Lauderdale and Miami and in Orlando that every person looting is black, you're racist. In fact, they're even saying showing it is racist, or other leftist groups are spinning it that, well, they need supplies. What, you need 9 pairs of size 12 Nike tennis shoes? It's also part of the sports brainwashing culture where you're nobody if you don't have the $300 pair of tennis shoes. It's nothing but status. Nothing wrong with a good pair of tennis shoes, but it's disgusting to see people robbing, stealing, and doing this. And if you saw nothing but white people running around robbing and marauding and in many areas with guns and machetes and everything else, you would hear collectively that whites are the devil, that whites are inherently bad. In fact, it gets worse. This isn't just an attack on the West or white people by the globalists to create division, targeting low-income people that are susceptible to getting into tribalism and brainwashing. Because all poor groups are more susceptible towards racism and tribalism, and the Democrats are manipulating it. We have Dianne Feinstein and people of her ilk, the Michael Moores of the world, coming out and saying, if you're a Christian, if you're an evangelical, if you are a Mormon, if you are a Catholic, you can't be trusted in the judiciary. Those clips are coming up after the break. Can you imagine if someone said to someone like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who's Jewish, can you be a judge because you're Jewish and your Jewish dogma? Or saying it to a Hindu or a Buddhist. Feinstein's anti-Catholic questions are an outrage. It shows you, that's Bloomberg, it shows you the mindset, though, on Capitol Hill and in California, the anti-Christian venom is so extravagant that they think it's safe to, and it's not just her. I have clips of three senators all attacking this judge set to go to a higher level court viciously for being a Catholic.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's a reliable source of information. 50,000 unstoppable watts. Answer every
We got a lot of really serious news to cover, but one of the top stories out there right now is at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. And viewer discretion is advised. We're putting it out, obviously, only so people can see the horrible thing that Ted Cruz has done. Senator Ted Cruz has tweeted out some hardcore porn. And, of course, he's probably going to get in a lot of trouble because it's not gay porn or child porn. It's just good old-fashioned healthy women. But I'm not a hypocrite, and I'm not a Pharisee, folks. I'm not a big purveyor, connoisseur of things like that. I like the real world. I'm not into virtual stuff. But here's the deal. He's tweeted out some hardcore porn to his 3 million followers from Sexual Post. And I have reviewed the material, and I hope this doesn't destroy him, because he does a lot of good up there, but he does kind of put on the whole holier-than-thou attitude, and there's been reports of porn before, and him connected to the different groups and organizations and people that are involved in the production of it. So college roommate really wants us to know that Ted Cruz is a serial masturbator. That is the report. We're tweeting that out on Real Alex Jones, because I need some humor here with all the serious news. In fact, I'm going to come back and get into Dianne Feinstein, who looks like, I'm serious, I was watching the clips this morning of her yesterday grilling this federal judge and saying, you're a Catholic, you have such extreme dogma, can you be on the bench? It's so bigoted. It's so out of touch. But Frankenstein doesn't get it because she's in her own little Hollywood bubble. But I'm serious. Dianne Feinstein is the most masculine-looking woman I've ever seen. Like, she's got a head just like Frankenstein. I mean, if you look up at her when she's on the dais and she's talking, she looks like Frankenstein. And I'm not against her because she looks like Frankenstein, but she's just a weirdo. But I digress. Very hateful. Very, very serious. And what you got to understand, and what nobody else is covering, at least from what I've seen, is that there were two other senators that said stuff just as bad. So that's coming up in the next segment. But let's get back to Ted Cruz. I've probably got 10 different staffers that are on my Twitter, Real Alex Jones, so they can retweet stories and feeds. Paul Watson's on my Twitter. I'm on his Twitter. But if somebody tweeted, because this happened, I guess, last night, if somebody tweeted porn on my Twitter, I'd find out about it. And I'd say, we discovered who did it. They've been fired. Or they get in trouble or whatever. Or, somebody did it. It's an accident. Because I've accidentally deleted tweets. I've sent tweets before, stuff I didn't mean to, but it'd be like some random story about a volcano I actually tweeted like a month ago, because I was looking at that story, sending it to the crew, thought I was pasting it in to a text message and was putting it into a tweet, not paying attention, literally sitting there in a grocery store parking lot, with my kids getting buckled into the car, and I was sent out a tweet on accident. So that may be what it is from Ted Cruz, but the fact that I was just looking during the break, have we gotten a response from Ted Cruz on tweeting out Reality Kings? I guess his fantasy is the wife comes home and catches you with another woman, and then a wife gets involved. Because that's, I guess, what Ted Cruz is looking at and watching. The problem here is that, again, we haven't had the repudiation from Ted Cruz, that someone hacked into his Twitter. Remember what Wiener said? Remember Wiener said that somebody hacked into... It was his Twitter, and it was all over, just sending out the sexting pictures and pictures of him standing naked in front of the mirror. I mean, do we have another Anthony Weiner on our hands? Oh, yeah, Kirk Eichenwald, the tentacle porn. That's where monsters and goblins rape and murder men, women, and children. But it's not illegal because it's anime. And then he had that on his screen. He's a big, TV contributor to establishment media. Twitter explodes after Kirk Eichenwald allegedly tweets photo that shows his interest in anime porn. Actually, it was tentacle porn, which I didn't really know about until I did the research. And let me tell you, it's horrific. I had seen one image years ago or something on Facebook of like Alien from the movie Aliens raping a woman and ripping her head off. And I thought, you know, I really think this is disgusting. I didn't know that was known as tentacle porn. But what does it surprise you that that's what these guys are into? They want power over people. So is it a good thing Ted Cruz just likes women? I mean, in this corrupt age, is it... I mean, is that
We're
a plus?
On the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
MycoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of MycoZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. MycoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MycoZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Another word, another time in the age of wonder. Another word, another time. His life was green and good until the Christmas cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to get into the latest on Hurricane Irma, the looting and rioting going on all over the Caribbean and the U.S. Virgin Islands, British Virgin Islands, French Islands as well, but a lot of it happening in Florida, and the fact that Florida looting crackdown is white supremacy. That's Fox News reporting that that's what the left is saying. Now, this is a big controversy, and the reason I'm going to weigh into it is it's very illustrative of hypocrisy. Last night, someone on Ted Cruz's Twitter account, 3 million followers, tweeted out Reality Kings porn, straight porn, of I guess a girlfriend coming home to the house and finding her boyfriend or husband with another woman, and then she jumps in on it. We're not going to show the porn here, but this we're showing you screenshots of his official Twitter page, 3 million followers, and we've gone and checked. It was officially tweeted out. We have reviewed the video. Now, I'm serious when I say this. They're making all these jokes that Ted Cruz has now damaged the credibility of the porn industry. That is their Hollywood exploitive joke. And there's also the joke that one of my crew made that at least these are good-looking women that he tweeted out. Not to be mean or anything, but the woman that Anthony Weiner was sexting, the underage girl, looks like Ted Cruz. So there's a lot of weird connections here. But the big issue is this. He did not tweet out images of his naked body out to folks like Weiner did. He did not call an underage girl and try to set her up for sex. And he did not tweet out child porn. And he didn't tweet out any other kind of porn. That's probably why he's going to get in big trouble, because he committed the crime of heterosexuality. Now, we're not sure that he did this. One of his staffers, one of his crew was probably going through it. But how do you hit like and tweet on something? You know, there's a couple buttons you got to hit. And I think somebody thought they were on their personal account and tweeted this out. And I don't think Ted Cruz did this. Though his roommate and others say he is a porn addict and also was, pun intended, a master debater. He is a master debater, but his roommate says he was the other type of master. So we're going to be discussing all of this more coming up, because quite frankly, I need a good laugh with how serious some of the news is. But I don't think Ted Cruz should get thrown under the bus for this, or most of us here are hypocrites. But expanding on that, quite frankly, that's not what I'm doing on the computer. That's not what I'm doing on Twitter. That would never happen to me, because I'm not doing that on my Twitter unless one of my crew members did it. But you can be assured that I think if that did happen on Twitter, it might be some of the same stuff Tom Cruise is tweeting out. Okay, this is just too rich. We've got so much serious news to get to, though. Coming up, bandits terrorizing Virgin Islands after governor sees private arms. That's a U.S. governor of the Virgin Islands. He should be removed. French Caribbean fear and looting grip tent St. Martin's in wake of Hurricane Irma. Violence on Caribbean islands as food gone, looters run wild. Looting and lawlessness in Caribbean after Irma barrels through. Again, all the video you've seen for days of Fort Lauderdale and Miami, and now we've got a bunch of footage and photos here. Out of more of the central area of the state with Orlando. And, of course, the looting going on in the Caribbean as well. And I'm not kidding. There's Fox News right here. The left is calling it racist if you show the video. Just like the left won't show crime statistics that, on average, every white person attacks a black person 10 times less often than a black person attacks a white person. It's still a very small minority of black folks that are super racist out there attacking white people. It's just the facts are in that culturally the media has promoted go out and knock a cracker in the head with a baseball bat. If you're going to loot, the new Black Panther Party says, all over the country, they say it in Austin, they say it in Houston, it's been on the news, go out and loot in a white area. And so let's admit there's racism from whites, there's racism from blacks, and used to we had big institutional racism in some areas, and the KKK would go out and rob and steal and hurt black people. That was wrong. We said it was wrong. Now blacks are doing it, and it's not acceptable. It's culturally being pushed, and the racism is on the part of the left pushing it, saying it's okay to go out and get yours, go out and loot, because it's acceptable. I mean, look at New Orleans, where we even had cops going through and stealing stuff at Walmart. And it was, again, because culturally, well, they're rich and, you know, we're poor. It's this class envy thing. You're not going to get anything in life unless you steal it. And then after Roger Stone leaves us with big breaking news, I'm going to play the videos here, because it wasn't just one senator. It has been three senators. We have Mazie Hirono, attacking the judge, saying you can't be Catholic, you can't be Christian and be on the bench. We've got Dick Durbin saying it, and then, of course, Feinstein saying it. So the anti-Christian fervor, whether you're Hispanic, black, white, Asian, old, young, that's the real global discrimination, is against Christianity and against real religious freedom and against Western civilization. We should all come together. Globalism is destroying the nation state, bringing in planetary government. Now, you get that Google ready before I go to Roger Stone, please. I want to show people the top Google search when you search McMaster here in just a moment. But before we go to Roger Stone of StoneColdTruth.com, and he now works with InfoWars as a contributor, writer, and co-host with Owen Schroyer weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. Central, where he's a commentator right here at InfoWars.com/show, and radio stations across the country, now lining up, signing affiliate relations agreements to carry the War Room and Real News weekday mornings with David Knight, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., kicking off the day right before this transmission that is the InfoWar. First off, we are running the biggest specials we've ever run week after week on different items. We had a big month-and-a-half-long mega sale of basically everything, but we're doing sales on individual products that are the biggest we've ever done. 50% off all of the fluoride-free toothpaste products that we produce with the top company in the United States. Same folks that make it for Tom's of Maine. Super Blue. Adult and children's Super Blue mouthwash, Dr. Jones approved. That's my dad. I'm not a doctor, but he helped work with the company to do it, with the iodine, with the colloidal silver, in a concentrated big old bottle of the most amazing mouthwash. I like this type that we developed. I also like the Emerson Essentials, but the point is, it's all 50% off right now. And you support the broadcast. Sign up for auto ship and an additional 10% off. And then we never sell out because we hold back enough for whoever's on auto ship. We sell all these products, but we don't make a lot of money on this, but it's really good for your teeth. And it's, you know, kind of a loss leader at this price, but we want you to see how great these products are so that you can experience them for yourself. Our entire line of Super Blue fluoride free products now at 50% off. The new Z Shield anti heavy metal detoxifier, it's 40% off. Knockout, the amazing all natural sleep aid with valerian root, L-tryptophan, melatonin. It is unbelievably a low price at 40% off. Alexa Pure Breeze, comparable units are $800 to $400. I even checked. Some units I bought 5 years ago were almost $1,000. I'm about to shoot an ad in my house showing the old units that I bought versus the ones from Alexa Pure. Very same system, but more high-tech, newer, because of miniaturization and cost going down in manufacturing. $200. Clean air in your house is not a luxury. It's a necessity. I've got one in every room in this office, and this is a big complex. And I've got one in every room of my house, and it has so good to come out of the pollen and garbage outside and the particulate to come inside and have this. It is a luxury that is a necessity, and that's why I'm so glad that the same folks that bring you Alexa Pure water filtration bring you Alexa Pure Breeze. And we are the biggest seller of these, obviously, so thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And lastly, please support all of our AM/FM affiliates. Become a local sponsor. Support the local sponsors. Call and thank the station. Tell people about it. Paint it on the side of your barn, the local station call letters. Pay for a billboard. Send the station $50 a month. Whatever you do, everywhere, you've got to fight for the InfoWar, because we're winning. We're having a huge effect. We're changing the world together, but they're trying to shut us down. And in the face of that, we're swimming upstream and still winning. But it is an uphill battle. Here's an example. Google admits, and it's come out in their own documents, that they try to delist InfoWars and try to block us because in almost every search result, our stories, until about a year ago, were number one, whatever the topic was. When you typed in info, InfoWars was the top thing. And so they've been delisting us and other libertarian and other conservative groups. But notice this story about McMaster. You type in McMaster, and you click Google All, or the entire web. Cree was showing it to me right before the show. We're going to put that on screen for folks. You see that the top link is the story that we broke yesterday. Report. McMaster labeled Trump scary, a dope. And several of the links are our links at the top. Now, why are they doing that? They're selectively letting that through because they think it discredits the entire administration and goes along with their fake narrative that he's got Alzheimer's. No, we said that because three people we talked to close to the president said he never has done this before. He's doing it at night now. We think something's going on. He doesn't drink, and it's not fatigue. And we said it so that the president can think about it if he hears about it and get his blood tested. But the big news we covered, the most important news, Keith Schiller, his bodyguard for close to three decades, his confidant, Trump didn't even know, we now learn, that he had resigned because he couldn't even get to Trump anymore. And Trump, quote, has been devastated by this. So the big news we wanted to get out to see how disciplined the controlled corporate press is didn't get out. All the other stuff got out, but not the big news that we want to get out. Regardless of what you think, Trump's bodyguard is gone. He's totally isolated. And he is a kept person to a great extent. If he's so surrounded, that's not just command and control. If he's so surrounded, so controlled, that he can't even have his bodyguard and his daughter can't even get in to see him, and they've got to write reports about what they talk to him about, and then the very people go on the news, like Kelly, and say, oh, don't worry, we don't let him get InfoWars or Breitbart. You know, we're controlling the info he gets. It's so condescending. And so we're replacing one deep state with Hillary for another deep state, and I don't like it. Roger Stone, thank you for joining us.
Great to be here, Alex.
Let's get into it.
Well, first of all, I have to comment on the Ted Cruz item. You know, why do people take an instantaneous dislike to Ted Cruz? Well, they're just saving time. In this case, I have no criticism for Ted Cruz. I myself am a libertarian and a libertine. I'm not running for public office. The real sin here, it seems to me, if there is one, is that on the one hand, Ted tells us he's a devout evangelical Christian, and on the other hand, he appears to be checking out porn on the Internet. Now, there's nothing wrong with watching porn on the Internet. This is a free country. We have the right to do that if you choose to. You also have the right not to do it if you don't choose to. But it's the hypocrisy that makes this a story, not the alleged actions by Mr. Cruz. That said, I want to break down exactly what you talked about here, Alex, because to a great extent, the mainstream media only carried half the story. We broke amazing news here yesterday at InfoWars, but they don't seem to understand the cause and effect. Keith Schiller, who is one of the finest men I have ever known, decorated former New York police detective, longtime bodyguard for Donald Trump, the guy who always has the president's back. You can see him in almost every picture hovering near the president when he's on the rally tour or in public. Keith Schiller, a man who's put his own life on the line to protect Donald Trump. It was Schiller who grabbed the guy, you may recall, who tried to vault onto the stage in Ohio and get at the president during the campaign. Schiller has been purged by McMaster. Why? Because he has a direct pipeline and access to the president. He carries out the president's orders. Keith Schiller is a man with no agenda other than the agenda of Donald Trump. No agenda other than the success of the Trump presidency. Now, separately, we at InfoWars have three solid individual sources who all tell us that in phone conversations with the president, that he was at some point slurring his words. Perhaps if this were one report, you would chalk that up to fatigue. He works very, very hard for the American people. But when three people repeat it, and we know that he doesn't drink at all, not even wine, we know he doesn't do drugs. He is not personally in favor of marijuana, even though he is a supporter of states' rights on the question, and that he has extraordinarily work ethic in terms of the hours. This behavior is inconsistent with everything we know about him. Now, when you connect these two facts, the possibility that he is being drugged or medicated by his handlers is more than entirely possible. It's not crazy. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's not outrageous. It's entirely likely based on the evidence. What's sad about the mainstream media is they say, oh, Alex Jones says the president's being drugged, without telling people the backstory. The backstory being General Kelly's insane desire to get complete and total isolation of the president, so that no one he talks to, no one he sees, is outside the control of General Kelly and his handlers.
Well, it's eerie. It's like something out of a horror movie where now his best friend, basically, his confidant of 30 years, the guy that he absolutely trusts, the guy that, you know, brings him his fast food, you know, everything, checks everything, is now just gone, and that Trump didn't know that he'd done this. How did they get rid of him?
Well, I'm told that Schiller was refused the opportunity to speak to the president about his dismissal, and that Kelly told the president that if it was either Schiller or him. There was a very important New York Times piece roughly a week ago. I'm quoted in the piece, but that's not what's important. That made the case, and Glenn Thrush, the reporter I spoke to, made this case to me, that Trump needs Kelly more than Kelly needs Trump. I completely disagree with that. Donald Trump needs a chief of staff who understands the Trump revolution, who understands how Trump was elected, understands the constituency that he appeals to, and that he now has to keep in place as a governing constituency, a governing consensus. That's what the president needs. Now, he also needs somebody who's organized, who understands government and how it works.
Sure, sure. Not to interrupt here, Roger, but let's expand on this briefly. I mean, think of the attitude when you've got Kelly and his adjuncts on TV saying, we control his information. He goes with the last thing he's given. We've got him totally isolated. Don't worry, we've got the nuclear football in control. You know, one of the generals, you know, never leaves town with the others. We're babysitting him. They're just totally like a bunch of old senile men buying into CNN, MSNBC, and all the rest of the hype. They don't get the country's broken with them. We're tired of it. We don't like seeing the president encircled. I don't want access to the president. I haven't even sit there and pushed to try to get him back on the show. I want cut taxes. I want sovereignty. I want to not import unvetted hordes of radical Muslims. I don't want to sexualize children. I want all the basic things Trump wants. I want him to have the advisory board investigating vaccine dangers. I want the Trump agenda I heard about. We've already gotten some of it, and it's been great. But more and more we see them cutting him off, slowing him down, and showing disdain, virtue signaling in the media. And if they're so command and control, and they're the generals, and they're the guys that will save America, and, you know, they're the guys that know what to do, and but none of us are even humans compared to them. Okay, then, stop shooting your mouths off, undermining the president and his agenda, so you get your butt kicked, or your butt kissed in New York and D.C. and all the rest of it. They are socially weak and are bowing down to the pressure and running down the president everywhere they can, a.k.a. look at the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson. These people are running from the president, even as we get the best median income numbers in U.S. history in today, even as we see the economy turning on, despite everything they're doing trying to stop it. It's disgusting. They're a bunch of social climbing people, just like Hollywood scum. They're all acting the same, and I'm sick of it. America elected Trump. Flyover country elected Trump. InfoWars elected Trump. We don't want to be in your filthy D.C. We don't want to be in your filthy L.A. We don't want to be in your filthy little red carpets and private jets and all you ugly dead peacocks. We're America. We're the red blood. We work the jobs. We pay the taxes. And we're the country. Not Hollywood, not the globalists, not the communist Chinese, not special interests, and not some clique of generals either.
Well, Alex, I think you're exactly right. This whole attitude is born of arrogance and entitlement, if you will, is born out of the fact that they have run the country for the last 30 years. The transition of power from the Bushes to the Clintons is seamless because they are the same people. Their appointees are the same people. their globalist, anti-American mindset is...
And that's why we have the Clinton holdovers, the Obama holdovers, and all of them all lockstep blocking Trump right now. And that's why you've got these generals paying it all lip service and going along with putting in more Soros people, because they've been taking orders from these folks for 30 years. It's their bosses. Their bosses are George Soros and Hillary Clinton, and they're still taking orders.
Why else would the Trump Justice Department be fighting the release of Hillary's emails? Why else would the Trump State Department be fighting the Hungarian government to stop them from trying to throw George Soros out of the country? We have an Obama government with a few Trump appointees at the top. That's what currently exists in Washington. This is the greatest single danger to the president and to the Trump agenda. And the arrogance of those around the president that we know better. Again, I refer to the story we broke yesterday of General McMaster. And Mike Cernovich reported this some months ago. He was teetering on holding on. The stories about his out-of-control drinking were ubiquitous in Washington and well-known in the White House. His career was saved when Priebus was thrown out and his new protector, General Kelly, was ensconced. This strengthened McMaster's hand. How does Mr. McMaster, General McMaster, justify the hiring of Fiona Hill at the NSC to handle Russia? Fiona Hill worked for George Soros. Fiona Hill hates Donald Trump, hates the Trump doctrine, hates everything we are trying to do. Why does this woman have a White House pass?
And now we go back a month ago. They said within 2 months, Trump will be neutralized. I mean, is this the neutralization where just everyone's gone? The family can't see him. No one can see him. And then and then how did they get Trump maneuvered into this position where his best friend is gone? That sounds very concerning. And I mean, how else could they get this stubborn person to do that unless they are drugging him?
Look at it this way, Alex. The president is the king. He's a good king, but right now he's a captive of the bad guys. They're keeping him isolated in the tower because they know he has good works in mind. And they want to undo what he wants for the people.
And they're telling him, let's get into the blackmail. We didn't get into that yesterday. Let's get into the J. Edgar Hoover stuff.
Yeah, look, I think that that there are those who would bear false witness against the president and claim that he had inappropriate relationships or other matters of blackmail. I happen to know that there's nothing to these stories. But they're going to do anything necessary to try to control the president. When you are president of the United States, you live in a fishbowl. You're not going to have a girlfriend, or perhaps in the case of previous presidents, a boyfriend, because there's no way to conceal it. The world would know. There's no way to be discreet and be president of the United States. But I don't trust the deep staters to make crap about our president, because they've done it before, because they lie, because lying is what they do. That's what these
sure. Well, they put the PP dossier out. I mean, they put out all this fake stuff. They have all the fake lawsuits about him kidnapping little girls. It turned out it was fake names because they're trying to cover up the Jerry Epstein stuff that the Clintons have on them.
That's exactly right. And by the way, most of those people have come forward and recanted. One case, there's evidence that the Clintons were paying them to say these false things. Donald Trump has never dallied with underage girls. It's a lie. It's a fraud. But I think they'll use anything in their
absolutely. Bag. Well, then let's talk about the next shoe to drop. And then we've got other guests coming up. Stay with us. 5 more minutes with Roger Stone. Second hour. Please spread the word about the broadcast, folks. On local stations, InfoWars.com/show. You're the power of the broadcast. You're the InfoWars.